بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم، قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى، ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that the Ahle Kitab, the Jews, the Christians, the polytheists, did not want to accept Islam, and they said that they don't have any clear proof. Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah has sent Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with this deen, with haq, and that the deen itself is clear proof of the Risalat, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is a messenger, a Rasul of Allah. And till today, whenever anyone of the non-believers also saw the beauty of Islam, they accept Islam immediately. Further than that, Allah Ta'ala made Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam bashiran wa nadhira, giver of glad tidings for those who accept the teachings of Deen and who accept Allah and the life of the Akhirah, and a warner for those people who reject it. And in being a warner also is the great rahmat of Allah Ta'ala and the great rahmat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Further now, Allah Ta'ala explains that it isn't that they have got any doubt in the truthfulness of Islam. That is not the basic really reason. The basic reason is that they were the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, and they had great respect even from the polytheists, the Mushrikeen of Makkah and the Mushrikeen of Medina Sharif also. The Aus and Khazraj were also polytheists in Medina Sharif, who later became the Ansar and the ardent helpers of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Deen of Islam. But however, before Islam, they were also idol worshippers, and they also understood that these people are Ahle Kitab. They are given the Kitab, they are more superior. And this went to their heads also, that we are the superior people. And this is a phenomena which exists till today. Whoever is in charge of any deeni affairs, even in our matters, and somebody else wants to start some deeni work, then we feel we are in charge. Who are these people to start? Everything must go through us. We are the people who are in charge of everything. This is also a great discrepancy in our attitude and our nature. And this stems from what the Jews and Christians hid, that we are in charge of deen. Deen belongs to us. We have the monopoly and we are the sole owners of deen. And everything of deeni work must be done through us. We are the sole representatives of it. And any type of work of deen, when anyone feels that we are in charge and everything must go through us, that is a sign of the downfall of those people or of that type of deeni work. So therefore, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, when Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi was visiting Lahore, he spoke to him and he told him that be very careful with regard to this work of Da'wat and Tabligh also. Any group that runs down any other group and feel we are the sole controllers of deen, then that is a sign of the downfall of that work and of those people. So this is a disease also which crept in from the Jews, that they felt we are in charge of deen, we are the representatives of it. So a person who feels like that, where will he ever follow somebody else? A person feels who we are matbu', people must follow us, they will never become tabi, and they will never follow others. So when Allah sent the deen of Islam, which at that time was a new deen, they felt we are on the right deen and we are the old from our ancestry, and we have inherited deen from our forefathers, and we are the people of the Ahle Kitab. So this was the reason why they did not want to follow Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, tell them, قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهُ هُوَ الْهُدَى. تو کہہ دے جو راہ اللہ بتلا دے وہی راہ سیدھی ہے. Say to them that the guidance which Allah gives, that is the true guidance. Undoubtedly, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and for some time after that also, as long as the Jews and Christians were following the true deen, the correct deen, they were on hidayat. But when the deen of Islam came and it cancelled all the previous adiyan, all the previous religions, then from that time this huda, hidayat, was no more huda, but now it was ittiba'i hawa. It is just like very easy for us to understand in our country. Before 94 we knew there was another government. After 94, now if somebody wants to follow the laws of the government of before 94, we will say they are totally wrong. Now you have to follow the laws of this government. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala says, before those Ahle Kitab were correct in their place, but now that Islam has come, it has cancelled all that. Now you have to follow Islam. And this is the hidayat which Allah Ta'ala has given. In their time, the Torah, Injil were the kitabs of hidayat. But now they are no more than the kitabs of hidayat. Anyone who follows them is ittiba'i hawa. It is that they are following that we are in charge, we are the lords and owners of deen, and deen must go through us. This is a very dangerous situation for a person to follow. So Allah Ta'ala warns against this nature that we feel that we are in charge and everything must go through us, and nobody else can do any work of deen until it doesn't go through us. Work of deen, Allah Ta'ala has left it open, and Allah has shown over and over who and who Allah Ta'ala chooses for the work of deen. And whom Allah chooses, the people are left in amazement, and they see these people carry on and do great work of deen, while we are just left with our criticism and our passing our remarks and we're just making our own comments. And that is what we are left with, while the work of deen carries on and other people carry on doing the work of deen. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained that it isn't the monopoly, deen is not the monopoly of any person, least of all not of the Jews and the Christians. And whenever Allah wishes what He wants to do, in which way He wants to give hidayat, He gives hidayat. And when Islam came, though it was almost outwardly, if we see, impossible for Islam to exist, forget that Islam dominates and overcomes everyone. It was an impossible thing, the opposition that was there for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam. But the world had seen how Islam overpowered the Jews and Christians of their time. And in fact, not only the Jews and Christians of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, but even the whole Roman Empire, the very, very strong Constantinople Empire, which was the very strong house and stronghold of Christianity, Islam overran all that also. And the polytheists of Persia were fire worshippers, and they were a very strong and mighty power at that time. Impossible to comprehend with the human mind that they can be overpowered. But Islam was that redeemed that overpowered them all. And this will be in our time also. All the time, where as long as they are true adherents of the deen, those who follow the deen correctly and they sacrifice for the deen, then Allah will make deen predominant and overpower everyone. So Allah has given us this deen, and it is that we don't submit to the ways of the non-believers, to their dictates, but we follow the deen and the teachings of deen, and eventually Allah will make the Muslims and the truth predominant, and the Haqq will overpower the Basil at all times. But it is that the people of Haqq must adhere to the Haqq, and they must make efforts to stand by the truth and the true deen. Then Allah Ta'ala gives them dominance and makes them overpower everything. Deen, the deen of Islam has got that power, and deen of Islam is now forever. No other religion is going to come. No other Nabi is going to come. This is the final and absolute deen. Now it is up to us to stand up for our deen, and that we be firm on our deen, then we will be triumphant and we will be successful. And if we give in to what the people of the world want to, then as Allah explains in the ayat in front, then there is nobody to help us besides no one. If Allah does not help us, there is no one that can help us. Nobody that will stand by our side. Allah is our own, only helper, and He is the all-powerful and the almighty. So we should turn to Him and make our direction of all our efforts towards Allah Ta'ala, towards the Akhirat. May Allah give us proper understanding and the proper amal also to stand for our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.